Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." It wasn't at all surprising that there were parents who wanted Jesus to bless their children. What was surprising, that Jesus had time to do so. He was on the way to Jerusalem, and within a few days he'd be crucified, and he knew that all of this was ahead of him. The disciples were concerned that Jesus shouldn't be bothered by children, so they told the parents off. The disciples were simply seeking to protect Jesus, but they were absolutely and completely wrong. Even though they knew Jesus well and had spent much time with him, they completely misread the situation. Not only did Jesus welcome the children, but he went much, much further. He insisted that the only way to enter the kingdom of God was by becoming like a child. As he so often did, Jesus was turning the disciples' thinking upside down. They saw children as a noisy distraction, but he saw them as the perfect illustration of what they all needed to be. I'm sure that Jesus had many things in mind when he encouraged the followers to become like children. He was aware of their humility and urged his disciples to come to him with empty hands, ready to receive his gifts. He was also deeply aware of the trusting nature of children. Children very quickly learn who they can trust. I remember with pleasure the times when my children would leap into the air, certain that I would catch them. Now that they're adults, I'm equally grateful that they don't still do so. When a child leaps into their parents' arms, they're expressing total confidence. They know that they will be completely safe. As adults, we're wonderful at making things extremely complicated. The previous verses tell us of Jesus being challenged about his views on divorce. I think he pointed to children by way of contrast. It was as if he was saying, "Stop making things so complicated. Just trust yourself to me." So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you need to become more childlike? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you that you're a loving Father and that we can always place our complete trust in you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.